Hello guys, assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Firas recording. I'm back with a new topic, but so sorry that I didn't update the topics for some weeks because I have something to do recently. I was caught by deadlines and actually I did a slow progress and that was bad. Because actually, I have to do something faster and quicker than expected. But, you know, at the end of the day, I did a procrastinate, you know, like procrastinating, which is bad. And I don't know, but it always happened on me. Besides, I also had another problem that I have to face at the moment. And yeah, finally, time flies and so does with the problem. And yeah, finally, I'm back with a better situation to talk with you, of course. Indeed, I will never forget to people who always support me until this point. I know I'm not rich, I know I'm not success as brilliant as other, as bright as other, as great as other people, but I realize that whatever it is that we have been trying to achieve and we got it, I guess it's that kind of success. You know, you can define your own success. I mean, we just have a different starting point, we have a different goals, we have different targets on everything, so we cannot fix or just, you know, like define success with a, you know, as our friends did. I mean, we have a different definition of it. So whether your definition related to success is about achieving small things, but yeah, I guess that's achievement and that's success. So don't worry that you will be looked down or overlooked as something that is not achieving something or something that is, you know, like jobless. Someone who are jobless, I mean, or someone who are, you know, like a pity person, poor people. Well, I guess if you think too much about someone's judgment to you, it's gonna be like, oh my god, you have to wake up, dude. You live not because of their words or their judgment, you live because you just live and you do your part, not their part, right? Okay, so well, overall, what I'm going to talk here is something related to success definition. I guess if we don't want to be bright, brilliant, shining in public eyes, I guess it's not something that is related to failure, isn't it? So I guess our definition related to success should be redefined. I mean, everybody has their own definition of success. I guess when someone has achieved what they dream of so far would be defined as success. But there are also someone who just want to be ordinary person. They don't want to show up on public eyes and yeah, they just want to be peaceful, like working behind the scenes and just doing something that they like, but they don't want to show it to people. That's also called success. So I guess success is not only for them who are appeared or noted or well known in public eyes or in social media, not only for them who have been achieving a lot of achievements or awards, not only for them who are coming from rich family, privileged family or something like that, but it's also actually for everybody, you know, like regardless their ethnic, regardless their social status, education background, etc. So I guess if you compare yourself, your achievement with other people, that's gonna be like, okay, maybe it's also same that you hurt yourself at the same time. Comparing is the end or the death of your life. I mean, in terms of if you compare yourself not to motivate yourself, not to improve yourself to be a better version of yourself, that's gonna be like sucking and sickening. But if you compare it for the sake of, inspiration for the sake of searching inspiration and motivation, that's gonna be great then. So I guess it depends on our perspective to compare whether our comparison is for underestimating ourselves. That's gonna be like sickening in it. But if we seek, what is that? If we seek the comparison between our achievement and other people's achievements in terms of seeking and motivating and looking for the inspirations, that's gonna be great, but that's too risky that you will not be grateful or you will lose your gratitude. Okay, remember, sometimes we are not feeling happy because we don't have something that we want. It's because we focus on the thing that we don't have, something that we don't get yet. Well, actually, if we focus our mindset to be grateful, to thank for everything that we have, for everything that we have achieved, that we have done. So yeah, many change, many things to be grateful of. So what are you waiting for? Actually, it's time for us for thanking everything, for being grateful that everything's given by God is the best, and we have to be grateful and give send our gratitude to our God. Yeah, the one and only creator that create us in this world. Sorry that I cannot talk much for now. I guess I have to do something else right now. I'm sorry, this is kind of not good things, but I'm trying to update this episode in case someone is waiting and looking for inspiration that is related to success definition. So goodbye, stay happy and healthy, and wassalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Good night.